So, in preparation of this podcast episode, I thought that I would sing the intro music for Marvel, but then decided that I probably shouldn't because I can't sing. So, I'm here with Bailey
Hi.
and Megan,
Hey.
and we're going to talk about Marvel. So,
I can
yay!
sing the Avengers theme.
No, no, no.
Do do
No.
do do.
That's what I was going to do. I was going to sing that, but, like,
You could
no.
do the da 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 thing.
Yeah,
Thing
I know
that's
what you're
like in
I know what
the
you're talking
in
about.
the beginning.
I was gonna play it, and then I was like,
Aw.
"Watch us get taken down." So,
Nah.
yeah.
This doesn't get enough
And then
traction.
I was like, "I'll sing it," and
Yeah,
like,
we
no.
have like
So we
we
could
don't have very
probably
many
play
people
it,
like
and it would be fine.
Nah, it's good.
I'm not
All right.
going to
Do
anyway.
do do
Okay. Anyway,
do.
yeah, Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel.
Yeah,
Marvel.
What was the first Marvel movie that you
Marvel.
ever saw?
Captain America: First Avenger.
What was the first Marvel movie that you
The
ever
first
saw?
Avengers movie.
I think
The one
of
with all
Avenger.
of them,
Okay.
yeah. Not the first Avenger, not Captain
Is that what it's
America.
called? It's called that, right?
I'm
First
pretty
Avenger.
sure.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Not that
Captain
one.
America.
I was just making
The
sure. I just call
one,
it Captain America
the
1.
first movie where they're all in it together,
The
that was the
Avengers.
first
Oh,
one
okay.
I saw.
Okay. I think
I'd seen some of Iron Man, but I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, I didn't.
And that was Captain America was the first one I watched.
Are we counting
All the way
Tobey
through.
Maguire's Spider-Man
No.
movie?
No, we're not. Although I was gonna say
Those were technically the first ones
if we have to count chronologically, I have seen the
Oh,
Hulk
yeah.
movie. We saw it at the drive-in when it came out,
Yeah, the
but
Hulk
I didn't
from,
like
what
it.
was that,
But that
2003 or something?
wasn't
It's pretty,
owned.
it's
It wasn't
old.
owned by the same people that made
05.
Iron Man. So,
2005. Well, and then if you, okay, if
I
you want
can
to get
look.
technical, yeah, we did see the Spider-Man, but we're not, we're talking about like the MCU,
Yeah,
like
the MCU.
The
What
canon
not
MCU,
as,
canon MCU.
yeah, what we know
So,
now.
Tobey Maguire Spider-Man does not count. Just
Yeah, right.
saying.
I would
What
say
about the
the
Hulk?
Hulk movie does, to
Yeah.
some extent.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it
It
does.
no, it's in there
Yeah.
because everyone was like, "Why don't you just remake it with Mark?" And everyone was like, "No, the one we have is good."
Okay, the Incredible Hulk came out in 2008. The one
Oh,
with Liv
okay.
Tyler and Edward Norton.
Is
Yeah.
that the same year that Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory came out, the new one?
Wonka. I thought that was
I don't know.
2010.
I don't know. She's looking it up.
Charlie.
Because I distinctly remember going
That's the
to the
one with Johnny
drive-in
Depp.
theater, watching that movie.
Oh yeah, because they played two movies at the same
Yep.
time.
So it
This
was
one's
like,
2005.
oh,
Oh
okay.
wow.
I don't know what
Yeah,
movie it
I
was.
Five
Though.
years off. What?
It's weird.
What? Sorry.
It's okay. You're fine.
Freddie Highmore was Charlie Bucket?
Yes.
What?
How
He was
did
like
you
a
not
fetus
know
child.
that? Yeah, he was pretty small.
I know, but he was like
Okay,
12.
he looks exactly the same.
Yeah,
He
I
has
know.
not
Yeah, he
changed
doesn't
at all.
age. Him, Thomas Brody, who
Yes.
else? Anne Hathaway. They just don't age.
Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know what movie it was, but I remember going to the drive-in and like the end of Hulk was happening, and I didn't like it because he was smashing everything, and I was like, oh gosh. And I was a kid, you know,
That's
so that
his
was weird.
whole thing, Morgan.
Yeah.
I remember watching some of it, and then I was like, this is boring.
Maybe I thought the Hulk night and the night we went to go see Willy Wonka, because we also saw that at the drive-in. I remember, I think maybe I think of them together is because I didn't like that either, because I like the
Oh, really?
1975 version or the 1970 version or whatever
I
year
remember
that is
really
from.
liking that with the one with Johnny Depp. I remember really liking
No.
it for the longest time. And now
Oh,
that
you're
I
talking about
watch
the
it,
one
I'm
with Gene
kind of
Wilder?
like,
Yeah, Gene Wilder.
I mean, they're both good. I like them both.
Fave.
Marvel.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Marvel.
So back to Marvel.
We didn't even start.
I know.
Oh yeah, no, we did say which film we watched first. Yeah.
I want to say it was Captain America as well,
Yeah.
but like I think we really all got into it when they released the first Avengers movie, because I've never
Not
no,
true.
no, no,
Not
no.
true.
Because it was Captain America. I was obsessed with that movie. It was so good. We watched
Well,
it
like
like every week.
I hadn't seen it, so but I remember I was like, when the Avengers movie came out, I was like, well, this is a series of movies that we're gonna have to get into because they're so good. Because we had seen Thor, I was like, well, that was great. And then I think by that time
Thor was
I had
really good.
also seen Captain America. So when Avengers was coming out, I was like, well, we're just gonna have to stick with it because these are the same people from the other movies. They're gonna be in this movie. They're probably gonna be in future movies, and that was true. So.
My first movie, like I said, was the Avengers one. I hated it when
You
I
didn't like
was
it?
no. I watched it when they put it on Netflix after it had just come out in the theaters, and I watched it, and I was sick when I watched it. So I remember hating every movie I watched when I was sick. So it's probably why I didn't like it. But I remember not liking it, and I did not watch a single Marvel movie until the new Tom Holland Spider-Man came out. It was Homecoming.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't that like 2015?
Yeah. Yeah. 2016.
2016.
I didn't get into it until then because
we went
to take my cousin to see it because he liked Spider-Man. And I like Spider-Man too. But I was obsessed with the Tobey Maguire movies. And I would
we watched those a lot. Like
those, yeah, they were always on.
Oh, yeah, they had one DVD. They were great. Mm-hmm. I don't like them that much now.
They're cringy.
Yeah.
A little bit. But,
I hate when he dances. Anyway, we're not talking about that because
we went and saw like Homecoming at the theater, and then a couple days later, we went back to the same drive-in and watched it there too.
Really?
Yeah, with our family.
I was gonna say I thought we saw it something in the theater, and
we just go to this drive-in.
Well, not anymore. But
there's only one drive-through around here, isn't there?
Drive-in, yeah.
Well, that's what I meant.
Drive-through. Yeah, there's a couple drive-throughs. You know, if you go to Taco Bell,
McDonald's.
Yeah. So I don't think we're gonna talk about any movie specifically. Probably gonna talk about all of the movies that we've seen.
We should have just titled characters. The MCU and
yeah,
stuff.
I'd like to say that we're up to date. We've seen all of the movies so far.
Yeah,
I've seen them all.
And does anybody know offhand the next movie that's coming out?
I think it's Black Panther.
Is it a Black Panther movie
it's
or is
either
it
that
Doctor
or
Strange?
Doctor Strange?
It's one of those. Okay. It's either Black Panther or
Well, actually, if we're counting all MCU, we also have to talk about the TV shows. So I think I think the two other TV shows are coming out before, like the Loki show and the Winter Soldier,
which
not
is not
Winter
on
Soldier,
Disney
but
Plus
like the,
yet because I looked
that's
for
on
it.
The one, the WandaVision.
Well, it's called
that's going to be great.
I think those at least the first really at least cool. The first episode I think is coming out before those movies come out.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard that since Loki is a shapeshifter.
Yeah, they have a female.
Yeah,
that's
gonna be cool.
Her name's like Sophia something. I can't remember her name.
I didn't even hear who her actor was.
They just announced it like a couple days ago.
Yeah, I just saw that.
I want to say that I've seen at least the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh yeah,
I think I got to season two.
I think I'm on season four.
I've seen at least the pilot episode of Cloak and Dagger since technically
I did not watch that.
Owns that and it was on TV. I think
yeah,
Sophia
did.
But I'm not entirely sure.
Isn't that the same, Cloak and Dagger, isn't that the same network that did, like,
Wait, she's in Yesterday? Who'd she play in Yesterday?
Plays on the CW?
Yeah, that channel. That's what I couldn't think of.
I mean, I know it plays on TV. I don't know if it plays on CW.
I think it's the CW. I think...
Cloak and Dagger? I thought that was NBC.
I thought it was...
I don't know. I don't
no,
want to
No, it's called
either.
And then Agent Carter is also its show.
Agent
but it's, I think it's over. I don't think they're getting...
No.
No, it's been a couple years since season 2.
It's not on Netflix anymore, and I'm
so
upset.
It's on Disney Plus.
It is?
Yeah,
it's on Disney Plus. I want to watch it so badly.
It's on Disney Plus.
Is the Runaways TV show, is that affiliated with Marvel or DC?
I don't know. I think that might be DC.
What is it?
The Runaways?
No, that's Marvel.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh. Okay,
yeah.
I wanted to address it at least because I've never watched it. I think it's on Hulu.
I watched the first episode, and then I didn't watch it anymore.
Oh,
not because I didn't like it, just because... I didn't have time, and I just kind of forgot about it.
I remember seeing
right
the trailer
and
thinking it looked pretty good. But
it's got that one guy from Wizards of Waverly Place in it. He played the British guy in the...
Oh!
What's
his face?
The werewolf.
What?
Mason.
But yeah, but like, what's his real name? I don't know.
Me neither.
I like him. He's cool. He was in the Avalon High.
It's Greg,
Greg Sulkin.
Yeah.
Every time I think about him, I don't remember his name, but I remember when they used to do those Disney things where, like, actors were at the place where they lived, and he was in, like, England, and there was, like, Big Ben was behind him, and he was like, Cheerio.
I don't know what that is, but
what?
I want to see it.
But you remember when they used to do those things on Disney where they were like, we'll take you to our culture, and they show you, like, how to make
I was just thinking about that 2 days ago. I was like, I wish we still had this.
Listen, sorry, that was like really loud on the thing. Sorry.
We got really excited about Pass the Plate.
Yeah.
Those were so cool.
They need to put that on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Pass the Plate. Pass the Plate.
Anyway. Yeah. No, but I really was thinking about that. I was like, why don't we have that anymore? Because that was so cool to see like different food from different cultures.
Yeah, that's how I learned that like pasta, how pasta was made. That's how I learned that.
That's how you learn how pasta was made?
Yeah.
What?
I only remember the one with, like, they're making salsa and they have chili peppers and he's like, oh, this is spicy pepper. I can't remember what he said.
That's how he said it?
Yeah.
He was, like, French, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure the guy was French and they were making salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know, it was just weird.
What was that?
Sorry for that notification.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway, back to Marvel again. Yes. So, yeah, we were talking about TV shows. Okay, yeah, Agent Carter, and you said Runaways. Is there any other show?
I don't believe, not
that other than, like, the cartoon stuff, but yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Because there's too many.
Yeah, there's too many.
To name, I think.
There's some really funny cartooned versions. There's, like, an Avengers show. Daredevil. It's not on. I don't think it's on.
Oh, Daredevil. Yeah. That's all one. Of those, like, the Defenders, Punisher, like, all that. Jessica Jones, all of that's uh-huh. Marvel, which is exclusively on Netflix.
Yeah, those are cool.
So, yeah, it's hard to remember those. What's the other one? What's the guy's name? Something Cage.
Luke Cage.
Oh, I was going to say Nick Cage. I was thinking Nick Cage.
I was like, that's not his name.
But there's, like, so many shows, it's hard for me to, like, watch all of them. Like, I have not finished all of them yet. Maybe, sometime.
So, maybe. And what's the other guy's name? Oh, he's got, like, Iron Fist. That's another one.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm remembering all of these.
Inhumans.
Is that out yet, though?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. What? It's been out since 2017.
What?
Yeah, I knew that.
It's 2019, almost 2020.
Yeah, I know. Boop.
I didn't know Guardians of the Galaxy have, like, a cartoon.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man. Yeah. There's also a video game.
There was this... I know we said we weren't going to talk about the cartoons, but there was this Spider-Man cartoon that I liked that had Drake Bell as the voice of Peter.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, I loved it. Cool. I remember liking it a lot. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's also a Spider-Man video game that just came out, like, a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah.
I want to play those really so bad.
I heard it was pretty good. I thought about getting it, but...
Which reminds me of Maybe. Into the Spider-Verse. But what is
yeah,
that?
Into
is,
the Spider-Verse.
Does Sony own that?
Into the Spider-Verse? Yeah, but you can consider it Marvel if you want.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's also Disney too, right? Don't they have... Sony
did the animation completely.
Oh, okay.
But, I don't know, it's kind of hard to stay with all this new stuff that happened with Spider-Man and who owns Spider-Man, you know? So... We can consider it. It has the Marvel logo when you go to watch it, I'm pretty sure.
But it has Sony's first, and then it does Marvel, right? Yeah, of course.
So, if we want to talk about it, we can. I don't see why we can't.
Since it is, it's a newer movie, and it's not like a TV show. It's not some sort of cartoon TV show that, like, not a lot of people watch. I mean, I'm sure someone does, but I don't know. I'm really looking forward to...
Look forward to what? You just stopped. You were just like,
So, watch it, Jinx. Wonder Woman 1984, which is not
that's
Marvel.
DC.
That's DC.
But it's going to be great.
Yeah, I know. Is in it? Pedro.
Oh, Pascal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who does he play?
I don't know.
If you don't know, that's who the Mandalorian is.
Yeah, because I kept hearing him talk today. And
Star Wars.
I need to look up his
Go name. Check out our Star Wars podcast from, was that last week?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
We talked about Ray Miz last week.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
And then Star Wars and, you know, whatever. Yep. All right, who's your favorite character or characters? Because it's kind of hard to pick.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I think in the last couple of years, it's really funny. Like, when we went to go see Civil War, they're like, what side are you on? And I, like, obviously had my Captain America t-shirt on. And I was like, I'm on his side. Duh, I've got my shirt on.
Yeah.
So I always said Captain America. But if you think about everybody... From, like, the newer Avengers movies and everybody, like, banding together in Infinity War and stuff like that. I really like Wanda because I think she's had a lot of character development.
I love Wanda.
Two or three movies, right? Two movies, two or three.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, like, Civil War, Infinity War, and Endgame. So.
She's in Ultron as well.
What?
She's in Ultron as well.
Yeah.
That was her, the first one.
Civil War, too, which, I mean, you technically mentioned, but not really.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, no, sure. She's a good character. I like
Lots
her.
Lots of character development.
I like her. She's really cool. Mm-hmm. Like, all aspects are pretty cool about her. Anyway, Megan, what's your, who's your fave?
I have a couple.
Or do you have?
I probably have a couple. Like I said, I like Captain America. I want to say that I like Captain Marvel, but I don't think I know enough about her to
really
like her.
She's
like
cool. I think she's
like,
cool.
I like her origin story. I like the whole movie aspect, but I want to see, you know, and Endgame teases stuff, and I'm just like, I need to see it first.
I love that whole part with, and spoilers, which, by the way, obviously, we've mentioned.
Go watch Endgame. What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to talk about Captain Marvel. I love that part where Jude Law, right? That's the villain.
Yes.
He was like, prove to me that you that you can fight or whatever, and she was like, Wait. Pew, pew, I don't need to prove anything.
Quick sidebar, Jude Law plays Dr. Watson in the Sherlock Holmes film that RDJ is in.
Yeah. Doesn't he also play the villain in the first Wonder Woman movie?
No, that's Remus Lupin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know his real name.
I don't either. I can't think of it. It's Remus Lupin.
He's just Lupin.
I get them confused sometimes.
Okay. My favorites.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Of course. Yeah, How can you not love a cinnamon roll?
Tom Holland specifically, I love his Peter Parker because he reminds me a lot of a teenager, and which he was at when he first, not anymore, but he was when he first started. Anyway, Thor. I love Thor. And I have a lot, but I want to narrow it down to three. So... I think you can
do it. Go, Megan, go.
Yeah. I'm having my own civil war in my head because
okay, that went on for way too long.
I was watching it.
Because I have Captain America and Iron Man tied for third because I love both of them. And I won't choose a side. I won't be neutral.
I'm going to interrupt you before you get to answer. Sure. I think I always liked everyone else and then Iron Man. I was just like, meh. Because I hadn't seen the movies. And then I watched them like last semester. And I was like, okay, I like you more. I mean, I love RDJ.
Yeah.
He's great. But I didn't understand the persona of Iron Man until you like watched the Iron Man movies.
Movies are fantastic. Yeah. So they're great.
Going into Endgame, I was like, okay, I've heard, like, people have said that, like, Iron Man's probably gonna die, and I was like, I'm not gonna be sad, and then literally...
You didn't watch the Iron Man movies before Endgame?
No, I did.
Oh, okay, I was did. Like, wait a second, you don't know, you didn't know his story?
Yes, I do. Okay. Now I do. Okay. Well, I did. I mean, I still do, whatever. But anyway, and then we went and saw Endgame, and I was like, I'm not gonna cry over this, because, like, he's not my favorite character, and he's just Iron Man. And then he died, and I was like, wow, that really hurt. Actually, I'm going to cry more. And so when we watched it for the second time, knowing that it was going to happen, literally cried at the opening scene.
Still cried.
Yeah, I've only seen it once. I still have not watched it twice, which I really want to do.
I feel like if we watch it a third time, maybe at the house or something.
Maybe I wouldn't cry.
I probably
still be like, oh, this is so sad. But, like, so literally... Sad. When Gwyneth Paltrow is like running out to meet them when they're coming back from space, I just started sobbing. I couldn't. So
I didn't cry then.
So I did.
The kid. Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man.
So who are your favorite?
I think I like Vision a lot. He's one of my favorites.
Oh yeah, Paul Bettany.
Yeah, I love. He's Paul great. Bettany.
Just I love how I think it was. No, it was in Homecoming. It was mentioned that like RDJ Tony Stark was like, "Hey, we're gonna give Peter a room," and they were talking about it when he was about to give him that new suit. And he's like, "Hey, you could stay at the Avengers
compound."
Compound. I was gonna say tower. But it's not like, tower.
No, it got destroyed.
It's a compound.
Yeah. Anyway, he was like, "We'll give you a room. Your room's next to the Vision." Warning, he has no privacy and walks through walls or something. Yeah. He said something along the lines of that. I just thought that was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Sorry to cut you.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Vision's one of my favorite characters, yeah. I think I have to, we might do this, after I say this, you guys might feel this way too. I think you have to break it down into groups. So, like, most comedic character, favorite villain.
Yeah.
Like, favorite, like, of all.
Yes.
Favorite villain?
Yeah, like you have to have a favorite Loki. Villain.
Like
okay.
But like
I get
favorite
that.
Like comedic character, Thor is really good. But if you have seen Thor 3 Ragnarok. Thor Ragnarok. There's a character in there called Korg.
Yes,
Korg.
Listen,
Korg.
He is like the best.
He's my favorite. I forgot about one of my favorites.
If you don't know, Bailey actually can do really good
impression. I'm not doing
Cork.
It.
She listen.
She,
can she
do
can't
it
do it on command. Like she just does it. Sometimes we'll be watching TV and she'll be like, "Oh, that was pretty good." And then like she'll say it like him. Like I can't say it like him.
I don't.
But she'll
I'm not
say
doing
stuff
it.
Like him, and I'll be like, "Oh my gosh,
my name is Cork."
Yeah,
And as you can see, I'm made of rocks.
Yeah, you do pretty good. I love Tika
so
much.
Thor movies,
yeah, he's great. Mm-hmm.
The Thor movies have a special place in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Thor.
Yeah.
Everything, I love Thor.
Like, a lot of people don't like number three. A certain pair of brothers.
I love number three.
Don't like number three.
Get out.
Who's the brothers? Tell me.
The brother. The what's
Brewster
his
brothers.
Oh, Brewster they brothers. Don't like it?
Because
no.
He cut his hair and then he lost his eye.
Oh, that made me so mad they made his hair. I mean, of course, he looked more Viking-ish in Endgame, mm-hmm. but I love that they cut his hair and they got rid of his eye and got rid of his hammer to show that Thor, you don't need to be all, you don't need all this stuff to be Thor. You are awesome already, but that's not the...
Anyway, they didn't like that, but that's such a good film.
I mean, I think
that's probably my favorite Thor
film. I don't know the lore about Thor, but like, I mean, he has more Thor lore.
That's good.
We need to work for Disney, basically, is what I'm saying. But, what was I going to say? I have no idea. Yeah, I do. Let me think about it.
Anyway, that's,
okay, I got it. So he has his hammer, right? And you think that that's how he controls the lightning. But, like, then you see in Thor 3 that he doesn't need the hammer in that. Because, you know, he's the god of thunder.
Yeah, as it says in the movie, he's not the god of hammers.
Right. So, like, he doesn't need the hammer. And I think it just shows more character development. But.
Yeah, and then they kind of... they kind of...
Took that character development away. Just
okay. Just get a jerk.
But to be honest, I feel like... What's-His-Face was probably... Chris Hemsworth might have been filming the Men in Black movie at the same time. So maybe they just had, like, conflict... Within the
I don't think he
filming.
Was.
Well, because he really wasn't in the movie that much.
What's her face? The girl who plays Valkyrie is also in Men in Black.
Yeah.
I know. They were filming for that.
I don't
probably.
Think. I think if they're filming. I think if they're filming. Yeah, Tessa. Mm-hmm. I think if they're filming Marvel, they're not allowed to film anything else. Because there was like a problem with. Who was it? I think it was Benedict. When they filmed Stranger Things. Doctor Strange. When they filmed the first Doctor Strange, he was supposed to film. They were supposed to do another season of Sherlock.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know that?
Yeah.
And they didn't because he was like, oh.
Are they
going to
do Sherlock?
Well,
anymore?
See, like,
I don't know.
They said they were going to, but now I don't think they're going to because they just have too many schedule restraints because they keep being in movies.
Well, they're in
and
Marvel. They're both in Marvel.
Yeah,
right,
both Martin,
right.
Martin and
Oh, he was great in
and,
Black.
I know. I hope he's in the. I think he was in the trailer, actually. Was there like a teaser trailer or something for the next one? I thought
there
was.
There
hasn't
been a trailer.
Oh, okay. Maybe he's just on the cast list.
I hope.
I don't know.
Let me look.
I want to say that Mark Gatiss, who writes for Sherlock, right? He writes for Sherlock?
Yeah, they both. Steven and Mark.
I want to say they did. They worked on Good Omens, right?
Good news. He's on the list. Martin Freeman.
Anyway, so, they were supposed to film another season of Sherlock, and he was like, oh, I've signed this Marvel contract. So they were like, never mind.
Oh, they're doing Fantastic Four, too. I forgot about that.
Again.
Is
Chris Hemsworth going to... Or
that's
not Chris Hemsworth. Is Chris Evans going
to
be
right.
in it?
He needs to be. He should be. And then nobody questioned
did
that
you
he
know,
was like Captain
did
America.
You know when he was in Fantastic Four, he knew he's going to be Captain America?
Yeah.
He did?
He
already
knew.
Like, signed
There's,
on.
Like, this part in the film where they're like, who's your favorite superhero? And he goes, I'd have to say Captain America. And everyone was like, what?
So technically, I don't know if the writers
for
that decided that or if Marvel was
I
like,
think
you know, we're
going
to give you the go away. Just go ahead and spoil the next, like,
that,
10
I did
years.
Not know
yep.
that.
Anyway, you guys had three, right? Three. So I said
Viz,
Corey, and I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd have to say Black Widow. Because you both didn't say it.
Uh-huh.
Also,
I like Black Widow. I totally forgot about the guy in Thor, the guy with the sword, who's like the timekeeper. I don't even know his name.
Heimdall.
Oh, I said his name
completely wrong. Well, Korg. Okay, wait. Go back to Korg real quick. Korg has a best friend, Meek.
Yeah.
Meek and Korg.
Oh
yeah.
They're a duo. You can't have one without the other.
Exactly.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Okay.
You
so
almost
Heimdall
started to sound
Heimdall.
Like Korg just a little bit right there.
Heimdall. Yeah, I like Heimdall. I
love him. Then he died.
Idris Elba's really old.
And then
amazing.
I was sad.
Why?
Yeah,
why
like, why
did
they do that?
I don't know.
He would have been. He would have been like so amazing in the final battle.
Yes, he would have.
Like sword.
What was the purpose of that?
I don't know.
Russos, please tell me.
They won't.
They won't.
There was absolutely no reason to kill him. They just killed him.
Yeah. Nope. No reason at all. They're probably mad.
I mean, that's kind of technically is how war goes. People get killed for no reason. But this is a movie. This is a movie, bro. Everything is supposed to have a reason.
Yeah.
And this just doesn't.
Right.
Justice for Heimdall. Did I say it right that time?
Yeah, Heimdall. So, yeah, I like Black Widow a lot. I think I had seen the Iron Man before Avengers. Mm-hmm. I had seen the one she's in. I think that's... Is that the second? Or is that the first? Which one is she in?
She's in the second.
Okay.
No, is it the first?
I think it's the first one. I saw them out of order. So, whatever one she's in, I saw that one first. Then I saw the first one. And then I saw number three.
I love the third one.
The third one's so good.
Everyone hates it, but I love it.
Yeah.
I thought they really did really good with
the third one. Yeah, I've seen that one, I think, the most. It's always on TV.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, that one's always on. Black Widow, or I guess Scarlett Johansson, there's a new movie. They're making a Black Widow movie. Which is cool. People have been asking for years.
I know. Why are they just now making it? I don't understand.
Money. No, money. But guess who's in this film?
Phil.
Guess who's in this film? Phil.
I thought you said guess who's in it. Phil. I was like, Phil the Future.
I was like, his name isn't Phil.
No. Guess who's in this film, though?
Who?
Guess.
You know who it is.
I do.
David Harbour.
Oh, yeah, David Harbour. Megan.
David Harbour's in this film.
Definitely not a Phil.
Yeah, no,
I feel like you could call him Phil and he'd just go with it.
Yeah, David Harbour is in the new Black Widow film.
On Instagram. Sorry.
No, it's okay. He's in the new Black Widow film, so I'm excited about that.
Yes, I'm really excited. Because if you keep up on his Instagram, anybody who follows him or anybody who knows...
I love him.
He is. He's such a weirdo. He plays a character in Stranger Things. So if you...
Not dead.
Yeah, definitely. For not sure, dead. Not dead.
So if you keep up with that, then you would know that he's in this upcoming film.
Yep.
And my goodness. Was really excited to be in it.
Yeah.
Dude, those were forever ago.
If you want to know what David Harbour is like, just seriously go follow him.
Go check out his Instagram.
It's worth the follow.
He's
great,
to be honest.
He's at Day.
No one can alter
his name is Phil.
DK Harbour.
DK Harbour.
Yeah.
I tried to say Dean K at the same time and it came out okay.
Wait, did you say Dean Kane?
Get out. We're not even talking about him.
Okay, it's for Christmas.
Okay.
Best Christmas movie.
Anyway, segue back to Marvel, please. Okay, so yeah, that's our favorite characters. We need to
talk about something.
Yeah, we need to talk about something.
We got 3-ish minutes.
So did you guys know about the Infinity Stones before they introduced that crap?
No.
Because I didn't start, I didn't start watching Marvel till 2016 till I really got into it.
Yeah.
And I watched them all out of order, and I don't know, I remember reading something about the Infinity Stones and how the Tesseract was one of the stones, you know, all that good stuff. That's how I just kind of...
It's not good.
I actually read a comic,
Yeah, I knew there was a comic about
it. A free one, it was online or something like that. But yeah, I read a comic and it was talking about it. But I heard that they switched the stones and they switched the color. So in the comics, I guess there's every stone's a different one.
Yeah.
And they switched that for the MCU for some reason. I don't know why.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just what they did.
Yeah, because there was... Because, the yellow on the movie is on the back of his hand, and the rest are on his fingers. But I know in the comic, it's, the purple ones on the back of his hand.
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because he's purple, so they were well.
Don't want a cool hand.
No, that's not why.
Unless.
I
don't think so.
Was he always purple? Because I don't know anything about
Thanos.
Oh my gosh, you're Chris Hemsworth. You're going to defeat Thanos.
Thanos?
Yeah, that was when Thor still spoke with a weird accent. Now he just speaks like a normal person.
Yeah, why did he speak? Did they tell him to do
I think
that?
They, yeah, Maybe yeah, he would do that.
Probably. You know, we
Loki had recently, an accent too in the first one. He had like this weird accent.
I think he just normal. Talks how Tom really.
No, no.
We went back recently and watched a little bit of the first Thor movie, and they literally look like fetuses. Like,
oh my gosh!
Their faces are so small. Like his
hair is so blonde.
It's so I think it's a wig.
But his eyebrows, they had to have dyed his eyebrows.
I have no idea, but I was, like, staring at him, and I was like, he looks so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do kind of look weird in the first movie, no offense.
Yeah. Well, when did that movie come out?
Long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while.
Sorry if you... I don't think that picked up, but, like,
no, it didn't pick up. They laughed at our joke.
They laughed at us. It was hilarious.
We're back in our original study room, so that's great.
Yeah, last week we were in a different one.
Yeah.
Weird.
So,
yeah. Awesome.
Uh-huh. Well, this has been a great conversation.
Yeah, all we literally talked about was our favorite characters.
I know.
We're going to have to come back and talk more about like movies.
Like every episode we have, we're part two, because we kind of want to track a little bit.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah, I can't help it.
Anyway.
Just hit the table.
I don't know what we're going to be doing in the next, 2 weeks or so, because we have Thanksgiving, and then finals is coming up, so that's going to be a big thing to deal with.
We'll figure it out. It'll be on our Instagram page, which is
@the_strangegang.
That's
becoming
your
thing. I just forget what it's called, so, even though, I'm in charge of it.
I don't know why I have it memorized. I'm just...
Well, because you keep saying it, so...
Well, because I switch between my counts a lot, and I think, and that's why I see it.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all follow us on Instagram, and you'll see updates.
And, ask us questions about, upcoming things, because we're
If you want. We don't care.
Yeah, we don't get anybody asking us things, and we might drop things. Well, I kept saying things.
Drop
things?
What do you mean?
Drop things on
new
the floor?
Information regarding future podcast episodes.
From now on, our stories are only going to include us dropping things on the floor.
Dang it. I don't want to do that.
Bailey's just going to drop something daily.
Dropping things.
No.
We'll start with Morgan's hat right here.
You won't be able to hear that.
Did anyone hear that?
It did catch it. I'm looking at it.
Dang it. Now I'm going to take my hat off.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.